Blog Talk Radio.
Trauma. Over the sheet that we wanna stop hell. days of strange as the world is saying. His love and peace is so strong. Why the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations rock and fall. Chemical gas is filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As a youth, I young, so ask yourself, is the love really gone? So I can ask myself, really, what is going on in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of infinity, not respecting each other, and I and our brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's what's under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. Come on, y'all. Come on, now, what the truth, y'all? Come on, now, what's the love, y'all?
Malaysia, Tom Rajin, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Hashad Wila, Ilaha, Illallah. Hashad Wila, Muhammad, Rasulullah. Well, thank all the Kangas. Well, thank Black Eyed Peas. And well, thank Ali. I mean, Brother Ali, Wally Ali, and all the good music that we have. So we're here tonight on the Block Talk Radio Station, keeping truth out front. And the truth is, there's no God but one God. And that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. This prophet has been kept away from the world by the evil sources in the world. They have worked hard to keep Prophet Muhammad out of the minds and the hearts of the people. And you can see a reflection of that, that they have tried and they still trying to keep Prophet Muhammad out of the hearts and the minds of the people. As long as we are not telling the people about Islam and about Prophet Muhammad, we just continue to allow Satan to continue to rule and dominate and destroy the people of the human family. We were given this knowledge, this understanding of this book, by Al-Quran, and understanding of Prophet Muhammad, so we can take it and share it with the world and hope the world change. Racism is not going anywhere as long as people are saying that Jesus is God. And as long as they're saying that, they're keeping those who's in power operating. And because that is why they operate so openly, they hold man up as God, and this particular one they hold up as God, the Caucasian, he have that image. As long as that image is up in the world, then we're going to continue to see African Americans hate themselves, don't support themselves, don't want to be good mothers and fathers. You will see them in a rage, in a race for all that is wrong. And that is what happened to African American people. We can't keep blaming Caucasian people. Allah said he never wronged us. We wrong ourselves. If we wronging ourselves, that means we putting up, we are supporting the image. Long that image ain't being supported and it's been basically supported by African American people, long as that going on, the images will be there. African Americans have been trained to hate each other from the plantation, and they still support the Willie Lynch idea. Nigger can't tell you nothing. And they don't listen to people that look like us. We don't listen to people. So Satan is working. Then he got people among us who are agents. Meaning they are with school, told that they're going to get up. They're going to be able to live up and get everything they need. All they got to do is break the circle, make sure that the Muslims do not come into any power. Got to be the case. That must be the case because these people have worked hard to keep us in this deal. African American people, you can ride through any country town and you will see progress from those people in the country. But you ride through where we reside and you see no progress. You might see regress, but you won't see no. Why is that? Because that lie is dominating in our neighborhood. This lie is dominating. So we must get help, remove this lie so we all can live in peace and harmony together. Because we all brothers and sisters of each other. But that picture would never come in clearly, come together like it should come together, as long as the image up in the world is God. And who you think have been chosen to get it down? Out of the minds and the hearts of the people. The Muslim that follow Imam Wahidi Muhammad. I'm talking about the true ones. I ain't talking about them hypocrites. I ain't talking about those who pretend it. I'm talking about the real human being. You know, we got some human beings to come on this show. They think that Jesus, his name should not be mentioned. We know his name is not truly Jesus, but how are you going to speak to the people and you speak to the people in the language they understand? They don't understand what we're saying. Some of them are them jars that don't. So we got to speak to them in the language they understand. And maybe we got to give them the understanding of the Bible. Then give them an understanding that we have of Al-Quran. If we don't do it like that, we won't reach the people. Because this what the language we're talking about is the language the lie has been told. The lie about on God. That he got a son. It came in the English language. And so we got to change the language. And we ain't going to change the language then put the Arabic language, give the people the Arabic language. but they don't understand either. They had to come and want this kind of understanding. And Allah is the guide. Allah is the best of guides. But there's some people think that they can, this guide, this said this and said that, they'll lead the people away. Oh, they ain't going to do nothing. They'll tell you how to about something, but they ain't getting out there and tell the believer. And Allah said, oh, you believe. Ain't nobody going. They ain't going to the streets and tell nobody nothing about they believe. So we here tonight on the Brock Power Radio Station coming out of California. We like to open up a prayer. We're a little late tonight, but we had some things to do. So we like to open up the prayer all that apartheid. First we say it in the Arabic language, then we will say it in the English translation. Umali Shaita Madin Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbi Lai to me, no Rahman Rahim. Malik and Omni Dean. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of God. Merciful benefactor, merciful redeemer. All praise are due to Allah, law and cherished painter of all worlds. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. Seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of Almighty God, Allah, Lord, Jeff, sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious, most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live thee alone. Do we worship at thy age? We seek Allah, please continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. With the name of God, most gracious and most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment, and Allah is the master of the day of judgment, in which we all live thee alone, that we worship, and that aid we seek. Allah continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors, and those who rap in thy proud town. We are here tonight on Rock Talk Radio Station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. This show is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. We're praying that Sim School come all throughout America and all our neighborhoods where we can have a school that we can at least sell praying. What kind of school system would not let you say nothing about Almighty God in it? We said that school system is full of Satan himself. Satan influence have caused words of the Creator not to be mentioned in school. And the best thing you can do for a school like that is not be in it, not put no one in it. Get everybody out, homeschool it, get the best schooling that these children can learn from. They won't get as corrupt. And you're going to get corrupt in the school system that do not mention Allah, do not mention the Creator. from this creation. So this broadcast is coming from California on the hands of Hamid Muhammad, where this is the Message of Concern show. We are the Message of Concern. And we are concerned about what's going on in this world. So we're working hard to change it. We are working hard to bring about a change in this crew. So we ask you to help us. And when you help us, you help yourself. We are one people. Satan has lied to us. Satan has caused us all the problem that we have. We live in the problem that Satan created. And Satan is his biggest domination is and problem is in the image. And that's what the first commandment of the Ten Commandments, the first two commandments, don't make no image of God in the sky, on the water, or in the land. That covers every place a human being can be, or any intelligent creature can be. That's in the air, on land, or in the water. Cover all of them. So we trying to, on this Bob Talk radio station, promote that there's only one God, not two gods, not three gods, not four gods, but one God alone. And we all are the children of that, of Adam, and not the children of God. And we want to hold this show here is to get rid of the images. Encourage people to see each other as human beings, not color. And the best human being, Allah says, is that human being that obey God the best. That is what we promote. That is what we're talking about. So we ask you to join us. If you got anything that you would like to say and add to what we have said, or please just match one and come into your queue. We are here to get rid of the images that affect the whole world, not just America. Today they said America and China is going to war. If we don't need no war, but we pray that that don't happen, we pray that we stay away from the war. War is not no good. We hope that sober minds come together and sit down and straighten whatever problem that we might have out. Pray for that. So who gonna be the winner? Every time somebody gets killed, something the whole world is losing. So we don't want no war. We want peace. Ever the Elder Song, when we say Assalamu Alaikum, we say may Allah be on you. And when you say what they got Assalam, you're saying may Allah peace be on you too. That is our greeting. That is the greeting that we give to each other every day. Assalamu alaikum. Simply mean God peace be unto you. So if anybody got anything that they want to say, they can say it right now. All you got to do is make one and come into the queue. Match one and come into the queue. Everybody want to come on.
Let you out.
I ain't changing.
They coming back. The Allah continue to bless us. We just had someone call in. They're going to be calling back in and let me know they're going to be calling in. So all praise is due to Allah. We're going to stick with this show and get these images out. We're going to invite people to come on and hear us, and then we're going to invite them to bring their understanding. So we're going to put all this together, and we're going to get this image out of the world where we all can live, because it affects everything, all our avenues of life. People want homes. They want places to stay. Now the beast, the animal, the no good people will come together and make it hard for you to rent an apartment or to get somewhere to stay. But the people that come here in the water, coming here over there from Mexico, they can apply for an apartment and get it. They can get food stamps. They can get money to they able to work. But we here in the United States, been here all our life. No such deal do they give us. Never do they offer us nothing. Never do they want to put us up in nice apartments until we get on our feet, give us plenty of food stamps. So we getting treated like second-class citizens, and other people getting treated like they already citizens without money. And we don't think nothing wrong with that racism. We know that going to a church now and looking up there and see that image, it's racism. But the effect of that racism, when you go to church and you sit up there and see that image, the effect that you're going to get mistreated because of you of being African-American or a human being with dark skin. You're going to get mistreated. They stand on mistreating us. You stand on it. And they're not going to change because it's all benefiting them. We live in a mirage where we live in a world that everything is like a mirage. It's not real. It's there, but it's not real for us. You can go in the store around here, the gas station, filler station, and the people that work it in those places are the other people of the world. And we the one buying from them. So we being the consumer, we buying, so we are supporting racism. We are backing racism with our dollars. We are paying for our downfall with our money when we spend our money in Walmart and those other drugstores. We are hurting ourselves, and nobody's saying nothing about it. Nobody. I remember a time you wouldn't go in a Caucasian business, and one of them a Caucasian working there. You wanted to pick that place, close it down. And now all these Mexicans, Chinese, Spanish people putting up business, and nobody looked like you working in the business. But you steady going there and buying your whatever they have to offer you. So you punish, you punish racism. You're paying for it. So it ain't going to go away though. You're supporting it. As long as you support it, excuse me. As long as you support it, they ain't going to stop being and put their feet on your neck. As long as you support them. And that is what's going on in the world. We're supporting everybody's business, the good one, the bad one, the dangerous one. We're supporting them. At the same time, we're tearing each other down with that filthy music called rap music, where we talk about each other like a dog. All right, Bo. So anybody got anything else they would like to say or share at this time? All you got to do is match one. Come into the queue, and we will cut your mic off. We will sure cut your mic off. So we thank Allah for this Block Talk Radio station. Thank you for blessing us, especially to be Muslim. And we pray for all those sick Muslims to get better. Yeah, we pray for them that they get better. We are here tonight to make sure they get better. We're here tonight to waken the conscience of the American people that we've been tricked, we've been lied to. We have been lied to. That God is not no man. So all praise are due to Allah. I'm going to read something from our blessed book called Quran. First, I'd like to read something from this passage, prayer. And some of the things. So it says the Quran teaches us to pray our Lord God 5 times a day and fast the days of Ramadan in length and giving aim and dignity to visit Mecca once in our life and to make for God every still find here the Muslim law and brief may God guide all of us to believe. Pray that Allah guide us all to believe in the oneness of God. And we pray for our relatives, all of them, to come into the oneness of God so they too can be saved from the hellfire. It says in this book, there is no deity but Allah and that Muhammad is the apostle of Allah. Are there any other form of declaration of faith? Yes, there are four other forms to tell you about prayer, about belief. So alhamdulillah, Allah said the worshipper must face the Kaaba and the great mosque in Mecca, and that direction of the Qibla, of the Kaaba outside of Mecca. The worship must be formed in our mind and practice and prayer in our mind. So all praise are due to Allah.
You ready for you?
We have to make wudu an act of worship, part of the body which are generally exposed. How do we perform the wudu? We perform the wudu and following, make myself sure that the water which I am going to perform this wudu is pure and clean and fresh, and not used before, and its color and taste and smell are unchanged. Huh? So we had to use clean water when we had to make voodoo. And use any kind of work. We can use dry sand.
Dirt.
We use that. But and we can't find no water. And we had to use prostration and stand. We bend, we put our heads on the ground. That's what we do. In order to show Allah that we follow the guidance that he sent, we have to perform the prayer of this, at the time and different times of the day. Early in the morning, before the sun is in the zenith, of it in the middle, and then when the sun is set 3/4, we make another prayer. Then when the prayer sun to go down, we make another prayer. And then when the prayer sun is gone, the moon, we make our final prayer 5 times a day. That's how we please Allah. That's how we get rid of racism. Pray and then we work on it. Because prayer without work don't count for hardly anything. It just going through the emotion. But we must pray. We must give Allah thanks for allowing us to be here on this earth, to be tested, to be passing through. You know, we don't remember when we was born. They said, but when you die, you will be raised up on the other side if you have earned the best part of the other side. You have to earn it by following the simple direction that God gave you. So we got someone got their hands up. We're going to bring them up and see what they have to say. It's back to Sister Quran. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
Hey, you raise your hand. You got it.
Yes, sir. No, I just said I want to ask you a question because you were talking about the neighborhood and how it was, and I wanted to say, what do you think the solution? How do you think that we could just get back control of our community?
Well, first
what
we have to be. One of the things we have to do is do what Allah said: be good neighbors, kind to each other. Try to regain that back, speaking to each other. I take my neighbor and I roll her garbage can back in her yard every Monday. And mind you, she is a homosexual. So and being nice to everybody, we have to be nice to everybody. And across the street there's some Caucasians. That you have to be nice to everybody. You have to wave at them. And then we have to find a way to work ourselves back and being, because Satan done divided us up. Now you have China and America talking about going to war. So we hope it doesn't happen. But if it does happen, we pray to Allah that we survive whatever happens.
Well, alhamdulillah. As long as China allies don't come in, we'll have no problem with China. Only thing China got the advantage over America is they have more soldiers. But America got the best equipment there is here on the planet, on this planet Earth. They have the best equipment, war equipment that is.
Are we praying for
We praying for no war at all, right, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. So there's anything else you'd like?
But also, we need to, I just want to say this before, because so I won't forget. But we need to read and find out how Allah says, you know, that we deal with homosexuality, people that are homosexuals. You know, we don't treat them like we treat regular people. I mean, we don't treat them bad, but certain things we don't do with them, like associating. I know one thing, we don't associate with them. We don't go to, if they speak to us, we give everybody their respect. Hi, how you doing? You know, like that. I said, but I know that we don't associate with them. We don't go to their parties or their gatherings and things like that.
I agree. But still, we treat everybody like human beings, even though those who have the dirty human beings, because we know this religion will change no matter who that person are, how bad they are. This religion would change them if they seen people being sincere in this religion. I know it's enough to make anybody change. Nobody wants to go to hell. Everybody wants to go to paradise, and everybody wants to be treated right. And we pray that when we treat people right, we're making a friend. And the friends, and we want to invite all our friends to this way of life.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Because Allah will forgive you. That's a tafsir. Allah will forgive you for all your sins except putting a partner with thee. Alhamdulillah. If you ask Allah, you probably will. Alhamdulillah. You will.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Sister Karan. I got one more, another person that come up. Don't go nowhere. I know you got more questions. We got more answer, inshallah. So bring up the other person. You do asking questions, Karan?
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. I'm fine. I'm good.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to bring up the other person, Rocky Bashir. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu. Well, you got it. You got it.
We always bear witness that there's one Lord of the universe, the creator of creation, the one who have created our souls. We always bear witness that all in all of his prophets, his angels, his books, and his last and final prophet with his final revelation to handle all world affairs. Personally, business, and economics, religious, all affairs. And we strongly believe, as believers, that if the world would give Allah a chance, give al-Islam a chance, that they will fall deeply in love with their Lord, with their Maker, with their Creator. And we believe in everything that our Lord tells us to believe as Muslims, as submitting our will to Allah. We as Muslims, the word al-Islam means peace. Allah have designed and constructed peace through our fitra, through our natural way of life, our natural living. And when we go against peace, we make war for ourselves. And not necessarily the war against peace is with ourselves. Because when we stray from righteousness, we go to war with God, and there's no wins. And we go to war with the prophets, and there's no wins. And we know that as believers, we can't go to war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and cherisher, sustainer of all the worlds. But Allah says when we go against him and his messenger, we go to war with him and his messengers through those who understand that language of the Quran. We understand that Allah has given us life. And in Surah the Bees, Allah says in Ayat 70. Allah says, Allah created you. And then chapter Ayat 70.
What surah?
The bees. Bees.
Okay.
Allah created you. Then he shall cause you to die, and some shall have their lives prolonged to eject old age. Season to know anything after once having had knowledge. Allah is all-knowing and powerful. And powerful. Some of us don't understand that we will die. And it's not because of Shaitan whispers. It's because of our own demonic character, our own demonic thinking, that we have taken positions as humans, as being gods upon earth. Or not just gods, or not even coming to a clearly understanding that democracy of religion shall be apprehended towards all people of that region or all people of a country. One thing that we know that America has done is have given us a democracy of religion, a freedom of religion. You can say Allahu Akbar and not be targeted. You can say Allahu Akbar and not be killed. You can practice worshiping Christ, Jesus, the son of Maryam, not the son of God. And you can do it comfortably without being threatened, shot, or killed. You can believe in Yahweh as your God. You can believe in anything as being your Lord and cherished and sustainer to have faith in. To have faith in. Allah says to treat people fair. To treat people fair, regardless of their religion or what they subject themselves for their faith. He said, treat them fair. Out of all the countries, America has stood on front line, and have treated not just American citizens, but other people of the world, other brothers and sisters of the world have treated them fair. You can't go in Islamic countries and worship anything besides God and think you're going to stay there. Or any other countries. We find out now that if we go to Israel just their hatred is not just towards Muslims, but have been for a long time. Also for Christians. They don't want anyone to worship anything besides their God. Their God. And the world have a lack of understanding that there's only one God. There's only one God. I heard about Putin, the president of China, that he paid off Africa's debt. And he also is studying the religion of Islam. He's studying it. The war on leadership, because it's a war on leadership. And this war on leadership comes from not just the leaders in position, but comes from different families that back these positions up. And they're not interested in... They're not interested in have the ideas as us common Americans have, or common Muslims or Christians or Jews have, to bring world peace, solidify religion or solidify economics, or to be assisted with good moral communities. They don't have that interest. Their interest is very, very, very few. Very, 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 very few. When you look at leadership, you want to look at something to gain the interest of leadership. Whether you're a dictator from your leadership, or whether you spreading democracy or whether you spreading peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in something bad can be something good. And in something good can be something bad. Allah tells us that because some of our emotions are just emotional roller coaster. And we use these emotional roller coasters to favor sometimes we favor ignorance. Sometimes we favor incompetence because we don't think it fits into our order. If our world leaders was more interested in bringing peace towards their own citizens, peace towards their own countries, peace towards foreign countries, the world should be in this position as peace. We should not be back in another position as we was in our past, because the world right now knows what we're capable of. The world knows what every country is capable of. And the masses of the nuclear threats and the nuclear bombs is not having any type of humanitarian rights on the citizens of their country, whether it's China, America, or whether it's Russia, or whether it's Africa. It's no common concern of the citizens. When you're at war, people get hurt. It's not supposed to be that way. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us orders of war. He gave us orders of war. Who to hurt, not to hurt. Who to kill, not to kill. What part of the land could be destroyed? What can't? Don't destroy any trees, any farmlands, any crops that grow vegetables and fruit. He educated us. Why? Because even at war, we have to be in the best moral, in the best moral characteristics of excellence, because we are Muslims. Allah have created us to be the best, not just in our homes, but in the best in society, in the best in our masjids, our mosques, and in the best at war, and in the best at war. We are to utilize the strategies of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to gain more interest of the world, to bring peace of the world. The war is not about the satanic evils of the masses of the world. The war has always been about La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has always been about this one God, the oneness of God. And it's always been about the protectors of humanitarian rights, whether they reform in their religion of Islam or Christianity or Judaism, and to gain interest of more peace conceptual standards that have our mentality of the world, not just the world's men and women, but the world's children as well, to be in a peaceful resolution for everyone. Different religions does not meet those concepts, meet those basics. Many other religions does not meet those concepts in those basics. A lot of religions conquer superiority in inferioritiness to belittle the ones in the religion. Some Muslims are guilty of this as well, and they need to be kicked out. Or they need to be reestablished until they be reestablished in their hearts and their minds to come back around in the Ummah. But there's no superiority in this, and there's no inferiority in this. Our brotherhood is solid because of this, because of the oneness of Allah, and we don't put another brother over another brother, whether he's rich or poor. We are all equals. We are all equals. This makes our bond locked. This makes our bond locked, unbreakable. Unbreakable. And Allah also tell us to forgive. To forgive. Forgive your brother. Forgive your sister. With forgiveness comes more trust. With forgiving your sisters and your brothers comes more trust. It comes more love. So its purpose is to bring peace. peace. Islam, Islam is a peaceful religion. And the world is missing its peace. They're missing it. This warmonger, this need for greed, this need for economics, this need for not utilizing our own land to prevail more economics, but to use someone else's land or take someone else's booty or to take someone else's wealth. That's what booty means. Or to take their wealth from that country. We have, in the last past 20 years, we haven't had leadership in America. We haven't. And the ones that we thought we were behind in leadership, they were controlled as puppets, right? They were controlled as puppets. Ibn Warthdeen Muhammad have done more for not just America, but more for the world than any president have ever done for any country. Our dawah, dear brothers and sisters, is very, very, very important. Very important. We have some of the people that hate Islam. It's ready to kill every Muslim that they know. They ready to kill. From our past, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed their criteria of their heart and brought them closer to the Rasulullah and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and brought them in prayer, in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. So this is a time that we do da'wah. And this is also the time Allah says he made us nations and tribes to not despise one another, but to know one another, This is the time that we protect our country. We protect America. We are American. We are Americans, and we have to protect our country. A lot of us are in our country, and we have to protect it. Trump said a long time ago, and I know Trump got a lot of haters. You know, he ain't been the right person. He's a dictator. But the deen need to come to him too. But Trump said a long time ago, he said, build a wall. He said, build a wall. Separate. Have to separate everyone coming to America. And America had to grow. It had to grow. We went from crawling to walking. Now we're talking. So America is growing, dear brothers and sisters. And we have to protect our country as Muslims. And we have to protect each other, whether we like our brother or not like our brother. Whether we like our sister or we do not like our sister. Someone has to be the intermediary. Someone has to be the peacemaker. This is our religion. Pray off the brothers. Pray off your sister's debt. Or pray off your brother's debt. All for what? For peace. You will die. And you will not go to anyone that you see or any other gods that you put upon your earth. You will not go back to your husbands. You will not go back to your wives. You will not go back to people that you looked up to. You will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord and cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. And he gave us Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he gave him the Quran. So he trusted him because of his character, his goodness of his heart. And he told him things that we learn from. And our religion is peace. And we should talk to our officials, the president, the general. We should talk to them, and we should demand all peace treaties and all seas of fire, and we should demand a seas of war. It should be a demand on Americans to the president of the United States of America, and we should bind together. This same bond and same seas of fire and same peace treaty should be demanded upon Israel. And Israel need to stand down. and other countries need to stand down. But if we do go to war from America and China, Allah say, go right all heavenly equipped. We don't need a lot of people. If we are believers, we can conquer the world, dear brothers and sisters. We can conquer the world. Allah is with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us, and his prophets, his angels are with us as well. So never give your faith up for any superiority to infiltrate the delusions of any mind, or mental capacity of any mind. You are strong. You are beautiful. You are very, very important. And you are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and Terrorist and Sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. And Allah will give the believers, Allah will give the believers victory. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
We are American, but we are Muslim. And we do separate reality from the falsehood. We have a lot of work to do. And Allah said he would never change the condition of a people until they change what's in their hearts about each other. As long as that image is in the world and people's hearts, and you got people who say that I'm a white man, meaning what he's trying to say, that I'm the best man, and God came in my image, and I do as much or more whatever I want to do on this earth because God, all us white people stick together. Even when we're wrong, we stick together. That's the mentality that comes from that image. African-Americans don't feel the same way. They feel they're at a disadvantage. And you can see that. We can see that. The houses they building now, they ain't trying to make sure you get one of those houses. They trying to make sure that you outdoor, that you staying at a bus stop. They're bigger. They're not trying to help you. They say the Christian religion believe that in giving and fact Jesus, they believe that just being nice and kind and lovable. But I said, where is those Christians at? I never seen them when I was growing up. And I went to church. I was forced to go to church. So where are them Christians at? And the Muslim, we are good people and got the best guidance, but we got more infiltrators among us that's there to hold us down, to direct us, to keep going wrong instead of going right. And many of them are in leadership. We in a situation where we don't, if we go too far left or too far right, we are in trouble. We have to keep the balance. We have to think before we act and think as we move. And we ask Allah for his guidance, his protection. And Allah will give the protection and guidance to the believer. No matter what that believer is, a Christian, Jew, or Muslim. And we know that there's those Jews we are looking at that stole the land from the Palestinians and took the news and used it, the thing for being, and the only thing the Palestinians were doing was trying to protect themselves from them. But they have the right to lie, them Jews, them so-called Jews. They're not real Jews. I'm not the followers of Moses. Those people are the followers of Satan himself. They are worse than the Hitler that they claim to put 6 million of their brethren or their family members and of fire. Terminate them. So we've been given the opportunity to make a change in this world, and many of them sit down. We're waiting on the email. We're waiting on somebody to point to which way we had to go. And the Quran have given us all the direction that we need. So we love America, but we love God first. And America is full of ungodly people who call themselves police, judges, people over the law, the Supreme Court, all a bunch of heathen claiming they are going to force the rights of the American people, and they are not doing it for all American citizens. They're only doing it for the one that act like them, that talk like them, the one in their party. So we have to appeal to them. But you can appeal to Satan all you want to. He got his paradise. He said he got here. And matter of fact, he said he can carry you. He probably got some of yours too. Time and day is up. And all we had to do is go to the root of the problem. That these ungodly people call themselves judges, prostitutes, police, people in the armed forces. Byron passed a law, try to get a law to get weave all the those Ku Klux Klan and all the people out of the police force. He tried to pass a law to get them out, and the Republicans said no. Try to get past gun law where they would no longer sell these massive destruction guns of massive destruction that would kill 100 or 200 people in no time. He was trying to get rid of them. They said no to that. So we are stuck to point to those people and tell the people that they, if they got any fear and love of Jesus, and they love Prophet Muhammad, we need to vote these people out and put some children or put some people among us who will stand for freedom, justice, and equality for all. Until we do that, we just at these people mercy. Every time we ride the streets, we at the people mercy that supposed to be protecting and serving us. So we say all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and sustainer of the world. Sister Quran, you want to say something else? Sister Quran? So we here tonight on this mission. And the only thing that we can do in this mission is warn the people of a time that's coming where there will be no negotiation. When they go before their lawyer, there ain't going to be no lawyer. Won't be no solicitor there. Won't be nobody that can argue for them or argue for us. We're going to be there bearing alone. And our whole record of life from the day we born until the day we die, we're going to do to speak it. And what is said of us will determine what will the Creator put us at. We know Allah is all forgiving and most merciful. And we know He don't forgive when the only thing He does not forgive us for that we hold images of. If we hold by accident images, and we use them images to dominate people, money, a car, or we use them things to trap people, money and cars, and we are guilty of using the image. And Allah is all forgiving the most merciful. And we pray that on that day He forgive us. But we say the best way to keep from worrying about that to do right now. Do the best you can right now while you are alive. We are here tonight on this Brock Talk radio station. It was mentioned that we have deviated from talking about the message of concern, and we haven't deviated. When somebody goes away and don't come around, they can form the wrong opinion. They can say all the fancy things they want to say. But if they're not in line with what was given to us by Prophet Muhammad, then especially that what was given to us clearly by Imam Wazir Uddin Muhammad, gave us a clear understanding of the Quran. And people have been saying they've been following Prophet Muhammad 1,400 years ago. And now those same people got gas stations, got stores with alcohol, liquor, and drugs, and all, and pornography, and everything else in their business. But they'll tell you they follow Prophet Muhammad. Or some hypocrites, the real hypocrites. So we said there's only one God. And that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. But how many people going to go out in the world and tell the people that? Why many people going to go out? Because they'll say, well, I'm not going out there and tell them that. But you say you follow Prophet Muhammad. You said you were Muslim. You said the people hadn't had the truth, and you got the truth, and you're not going to share it with them. And what kind of person are you? You already starting off on the wrong foot. But if you don't want to end up on the wrong foot. So Allah said, don't want to sit at home, but they got your lamb. You got
it. I just said, yes, sir. I just said, wanted to say one thing that, and listen to you and letting you know that, you know, just our reminder that we are social creatures. We have to socialize. If we don't socialize, then we're going to have some serious problems. And then, like you say, our community, all we have to do, like you say, that we have to get together. So how do we go about doing this? We have to get together. It basically is our brothers, because I wonder right here in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge, in this area right here, that they had the, you know, first they had the, it's the Italians, you know. You'd be surprised. They used to call their own self Dagos, and so I did not know that Italian was, they were the same people. But anyway, the Italians, so how they got the Italians out, that they got together and they ran them out their community, because there's a community law. There's a community law is that you can't have a business in a community if you don't give back. You have to give something back to the community. If they, all their business is there and they're not giving nothing back to the community, then they're robbing the community. And that's, it don't supposed to be, it don't work like that. So what you have to do is, my brothers, and if you have to get together, even if you have sisters too, you have to get together, and you have to, you know, you can run them out your community just like they'll run you out their community. And you could ask them either support, give what they're supposed to do, or they have to leave, you know, and see what, and see how it works like that. Then they got to make sure that they give their support to the community. And someone from the community, like they have sisters that's working there, but they don't live in the community. It'd be the mother of their children. You know what I'm saying? So, but you have to have someone in the community working there also. So we have to know our community rights and our community laws like that. And that's the reason why they're doing what they're doing, because we're letting them do it. Excuse me. We're letting them do it. And that's what we have to do. We have to get our community rights. That's all that is. We're letting them do that because we are not, we're letting them do that. You don't supposed to rob the community and don't give nothing back. I remember my uncle and them, they had the store. Nobody was hungry. Nobody was poor. I never didn't know that we was poor because we always had food. And then even at the store, if the people didn't, like I said, I think I said before, if they didn't have no food, they had a list, you know. And he always kept the thing about it, he always kept the list. But that was alhamdulillah. That was for our senior citizens, you know, and those that needed food. And they always pay back. So I'm just saying is that that's what we have to basically do. We have to get control of our community, and then if they're there, then you could get them out of your community if they're not giving back to the community also. And then really, if they even though they have property there, really somebody in the country is almost against the law that you have a community and nobody in the community own a business. Like the imam said, if you don't have a business in your own community, then you don't have a community.
You don't have a community. That's right.
And they can't take all the business. Like I'm telling you, I'm just saying this, I'm going to talk. Like this sister, we had a special store. Like everybody, this is a store that everybody was meeting. They have a good time. They have their birthday parties and all of that. And then the brother, they wanted to, you know, and it was up for sale. And then another brother wanted to buy it, but they want to outbid him. I said, why you want to outbid your brother? Here it is, we support you with all these stores you got here, and here it is, we just want this store that we've been having here ever since I know I was a little child, 6 years old, and you want to take it, you know, like that. So anyway, so what we have to do, we got to remember, the only way Satan gets his power is the power we give them, and they don't have those rights. As you say, and they don't have to, and you can stop them selling alcohol in your community. You can stop them, definitely drugs and all that. You can stop them, all that what they're selling that you don't want in your community, you can stop them from selling that. All you have to do is vote. All you have to do is vote. They don't have that right. And also you could get them or shut them down and get them out of your community too. Also, you could do all that. But we give them that power.
You know, you have seen that movie, The Living Dead.
The Living Dead, where everybody became a zombie.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But that is what they have done to our community. Our community is for the taking. I ask the people on the street, where's your community at? You live in a community and you don't own the business. You don't own no neighborhood. You just got somewhere to lay your head. You own nothing. You're sending your children to school for 15 years or better just to go to school, go to a bigger school or college. Just to get a job, then you don't have no neighborhood. You're at the mercy of everybody else because you have no power because you have no business. The gold mine is the business. If you ain't got no gold mine, having no gold in your community, then you at a disadvantage. I don't care who you are. And everybody got a gold mine in our community but us. And harboring the gold, we have not one in their community. It's coming because the churches have told us to love Jesus, mean is to love Caucasian people. And to love the people that got the straight hair. Love the people that got the blue eyes. Love the people the skin is lighter. That's what that means. And that's why we can't perform.
Alhamdulillah. Can I say one thing, Brother Akbar? I hate to cut you off, but you know my memory is not that good sometimes, so I have to. But what I want to say is that you got to remember that we need to get that back. We had that. It was when they put that drug. They didn't do it right. They didn't do it like we just flopped and couldn't. Was a lazy people didn't do what they did. They when they put that crack in the neighborhood. Name me another community that got cracked out all over the United States. Name another community that got cracked. I mean, and we didn't even know, we didn't even bring the crack in the neighborhood. That's why people be up there giving them people's credit. Come on, all the Mexicans and this and the Chinese. I said, but they put crack in your neighborhood. They don't want to crack your grandmama out and your auntie out and your sisters out. I cry none right now because I got to have a good sister. That sister was strong. You know how you had the sister, she was strong. You know what, she'd been a good soldier, you know. And it got her on that crack. So I'm just saying. So I don't give them no credit because they didn't do it right. They didn't do no. There was no fair fight. How you gonna get fair fight when you gonna crack everybody out? That don't make you say that you're supposed to be strong and powerful. That means that you weak. So they easy to get rid of, and they did it wrong. How you gonna come in somebody else's neighborhood and throw drugs in the neighborhood? And then have all the stores and everything, and then expect God to bless you. And that's supposed to be a blessing. And that's a hell for both of us. But we got to get out of that. We got to get out of that. It don't have to be. All we have to do is know our community rights and get a store your own and get a store, like you said, just be competitive. Our people is ready to support you. Just got to be competitive. Have that food there. Have the same supplies there.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You see, like I told you, that crack and the condition they put us in and keep us in, now we can't get a house in a nice community because they don't raise the bar or the requirement for you to get a house.
Let me tell you one thing. When they come out, nice community. Mm-hmm. Your community, just like you built that house, you taking all that money and building that house. Here it is. Now this will make no sense. Here it is. We got land already paid for. Almost a half an acre already paid for. And most of the people in the community. But you're going to go to another community where they're going to have mudslides and all that kind, where it's hot and no trees. And give up your paradise, and all you have to do is take that money and build in your own community. Build that big, beautiful brick house, upstairs house, two-bedroom house in your own community. That's all you have to do. Because I remember we was in the community. Everybody was poor, but they was following the Ten Commandments. They was doing good. Ain't nobody was doing no wrong to nobody. You could leave your bicycle outside if somebody got it. Your friend said, "Where my bicycle?" "Oh, so-and-so got it." And then and he'll bring it back tomorrow. I was just borrowing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
and they'll bring it back because you know where your bicycle at.
Pray that we all get it back.
So, but no, dog, I'm gonna just talk. I'm just gonna tell me you talk, and I'm gonna say nothing else. So, it's not what we need to do is get back and build our own community. We don't have to go way out there. Why are you gonna go way out there and you got the best? And then if you ain't got the best, why do they want it? Why they want to crack you out and take you out your community and build houses there if that area is so bad?
I agree.
That's what I'm talking about. So don't you want to leave out. Build it right there. I'm telling you. It's beautiful.
Okay, I agree.
I'm good enough.
Thank you.
That was something.
Thank you. Let me see if we can bring somebody else to add to that. Assalamu alaikum. Another couple months. Lamas, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. May Allah's peace and blessings upon everybody. If we thank Allah very much for permitting us to be on this message of concern. And listening, you know, to us discuss things, it's still a model. We pray that those of you outside of this queue, and let me say, Udrillahi bin Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Ashadu Ala Ilaha Ilallah, Ashadu Anna Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just want to say, those of you outside of this queue, and especially if you're not of the Islamic faith, it's good that Allah is blessing us to model the mind He has done to all people's minds, but not the Islamic mind. That is what we also are showing is the solution to this concern. the belief in one God and that Muhammad is his messenger and the seal of the prophets, Prophet Isa was Allah's messenger and a prophet. And we go all the way back to Ibrahim and then all the way back to our first father, Adam. So we don't want you to misunderstand what you hear. We're only being a model to show you how the mind can be straightened out if it is given the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Don't underestimate or misunderstand that we might give you and think that it is a sign of weakness or confusion or submission to something other than Almighty God or Allah. We got the Quran. We got the best that this world has to offer. And we could lose it too, like the world has lost it over and over again by thinking that we are saviors. We are models, creators, to share with each other in the right way. We are not poor, as the sister was saying. We're not this, we're not that. We are the best creation. And you'll see if you continue to listen to this message of concern. But we are doing what a brother is supposed to do. We're trying to share it with you and show you how you had our world all messed up. Had us even submitting to slavery. Being treated like an animal. But you see again over and over again in our hearts the desire to ask for God to help us, our creator to help us, has got us to where we are today. And we got to keep that focus. We got to keep that Qibla. We got to keep that remember that we have Almighty God of love, the Quran, and the example of Prophet Muhammad, the best example for all of mankind and women on this earth, all the men and women on this earth. We just have to be mindful of that because the scheme is also to make us be confused in our righteousness, get weak in our righteousness, thinking that someone has something to do with our existence. So I just want to say again, you know, like the sister was reminding us, we're blessed people. And that is the most important thing that we had to remember. Regardless of the good work we're trying to do, regardless of how much we're trying to pull reality that we are in, given to us by Allah, the creator of all the world. He's in their world. We have to remind ourselves there is nobody, regardless of what they call themselves or what kind of culture they live in, Allah is in their world. He is controlling their world. He's controlling whatever they're going through, just like he's doing us, those of us who call ourselves Muslims, and we are of the Islamic world, we are of the Quran, and we are of the life of Prophet Muhammad. And we have to keep that out front in plain language and quit talking to ourselves and these people in symbolism. Unclear messages, you know, and be proud that we can model for them who they are and be a mirror to them. And inshallah, we ask Allah to bless us to never, ever, ever forget that we are the servant of the Lord of all the worlds. We're free. Those of us who submit to that. To the degree of our submission is the degree of how free we are. We want for nothing except unity with us, the believers, first in al-Islam. And then the believers in Christians, they'll join together with themselves. And the believers in any other way of life will join in that. And then they'll recognize the benefit that regardless of what level your belief is, it's best that we believe together. And let the chips fall where they may. We can't force these people to be nothing but what they are. And Allah is in the world to make sure that we don't. But we have to remember Allah is watching all of us. He's watching how we perform. He must know what's in our heart even before we even do it. We ain't doing nothing without Allah's permission. So when we see ourselves going in circles, following our own tail, saying one thing and doing another, then we are modeling how Satan still is puppet mastering all of us, even in our good works, our good deeds, our righteous intentions. It's going to be that way until we get out of their world. Come to Al-Asab if they want to. But first, we got to get out of their world and quit fooling ourselves into thinking that we're not trying to live in their world. That's why they don't move. That's why they don't call in. They don't care. Because we are reinforcing to them every time we mention this so-called phony creature, Jesus. Every time we mention that they got power over us. Every time we sit and cry like we're in slaves like our grandparents and great ancestors were. We're not slaves today. We're free people. Teach freedom. Teach justice. Teach equality. And that only exists in the believers in Al-Islam. Because we are the one who has perfected it. Put it together slowly but surely by Almighty God Allah's permission. And he's not going to let nobody come. And it might just be us. Allah, all of he best knows. That's why he make it clear. O ye who believe, enter ye my kingdom. Let's not remind ourselves just stay into a level of dhikr and taqwa. And remember, we are the best. Ain't nobody doing nothing to us but ourselves. And ain't nobody doing nothing to the Christians but themselves. And the Jews ain't doing nothing with nobody but themselves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Allah is the Lord of those worlds, and he has only given them what they deserve. So let's show appreciation and gratefulness that he has blessed us to be his servant out of all that mass confusion every human being is going through on this earth right now. The Muslims still have the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on them if they want it. Don't let us be like the Jews, the chosen people who chose not to believe in God anymore and chose to support the enemy of their own selves. You want to know why everybody seems like they hate the Jew? Because the Jew hates himself. You want to hear why people hate the Jew? It's because the Jew hates himself. You want to see everybody don't want to be bothered with the Christians? Because the Christians don't want to be bothered with themselves. So let's be wise, O ye who believe. The best and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us, because we can tell people, I am a Muslim and my way of life is Al-Islam. Just want to say that. As-salamu alaykum.
You close us out with a prayer, brother.
Yes, sir. Muhammad. Yes, sir. Udu billahi bin ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعم عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. May Allah be the blessing upon all of us.
With Jumma Mubarak, may Allah protect us and guide us until we be back Saturday, inshallah. I give everyone the greeting and may everyone be safe and healthy. Assalamu alaikum.